The Amazing Reality of Who We Are Now Because of Jesus by Mark Altrog. Read by Jason Brown. Today's verse comes from 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. One of the incredible results of Jesus' resurrection is that God makes believers into completely brand new creations. The Bible says we are completely new creations. We aren't simply reformed or refurbished. We are brand new. We aren't just the same old people who have now made resolutions to change or improve. It's not like Jesus bought an old piece of beat-up dirty furniture in a junkyard, washed it off, and is now beginning to sand it and polish it up. No, the decrepit, rotten piece of junk is gone. It no longer exists. Now there's a brand spanking new, beautiful creation in its place. God tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:17, Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. When God saves us, he not only washes all our sins away, but he joins us to Christ. He makes us one with Christ. When God looks at us, he sees Christ. When he looks at Christ, he sees us in him. We aren't just refurbished old creations. We are completely new. We are nothing like we were before. We are new creations in Christ. We have to remember this. The old has passed away. It's gone. The new has come. But we don't always feel like new creations. When I first prayed to receive Christ, I expected fireworks or goosebumps, but didn't feel any different. I still felt like the old me. I still felt tempted to sin. I didn't realize that, for now on, while we are still in these earthly bodies, we can still be tempted to sin. We will still have desires and cravings from what remains of our sin nature in our bodies. But we are new, whether we feel like it or not. We must believe God's word. Early in my Christian life, I felt like it would be impossible for me not to sin. Then I heard someone teach that believers are no longer slaves of sin, as it says in Romans 6:12-14. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body to make you obey its passions. Do not present your members to sin as instruments for unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments for righteousness. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace. Did you catch that? Sin will have no dominion over you. And why not? Because we are no longer under law, but under a whole new system. We are under grace. We are new creations, no longer enslaved to sin, no longer under its dominion. We don't have to sin. We don't have to obey its urges, no matter how strong they feel. God isn't simply refurbishing the old us. He has created us anew and is shaping us more and more into the likeness of his Son. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. We are new creations, and God is taking us from one degree of Christ's glory to another. We are one with Christ, and God makes us more and more like him every day. This is incredible. Even the highest seraphim in heaven can't claim to be new creations. The angels around the throne aren't being transformed into the likeness of Christ. The most glorious angels have not been adopted by God as sons and daughters. They can't call God Father like we can. And they are not one with Christ the way we are. When God gave Isaiah a glimpse of his glory, he saw the seraphim. Isaiah 6:2 says, Above him stood the seraphim. Each had six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. These glorious heavenly beings who had never sinned had to cover their faces. They could not look upon the infinite glory of God. Yet look what God says we will experience. 1 John 3:2 says, "Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is." We are now God's children, and someday we shall be like Jesus, clothed in his glory, and we shall see him as he is. We shall gaze directly upon the face of Jesus Christ in all his infinite and radiant glory. And we will never grow tired of taking in his beauty, because his beauty is infinite. For all eternity, he will show us new, amazing, astounding, breathtaking, mind-blowing vistas of his glory and majesty. Why? Because Jesus died for us, then rose from the dead to make us who believe in him into new creations. Someday, we all will die, unless Jesus comes back first. But because Jesus rose from the dead, believers will rise from the dead. We will have new glorious heavenly bodies, and we will be like Jesus and see him as he is. In the meantime, though, we live in this dying world. We are right now new creations. We have imperishable everlasting life. The old is gone, the new has come. Jesus isn't just standing and polishing up the old you. You are a brand new you.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Need more of God's power in your life? I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical tips on how to grow your faith through prayer. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.